Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
The Volume.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code JOHN. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code J-O-H-N, JOHN, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What is going on, everybody? John Middlecoff, Go Low Podcast, the Masters, a tradition like any other, has a champion. And he's not a new champion because he won it a couple years ago. Scottie Scheffler wins a second green jacket in 3 years and has established himself as the best player on the planet by a wide, wide margin. So Scottie Scheffler, the tournament got interesting there on the end of the front nine on Sunday. And then Scottie just put the pedal to the metal and some other guys hit in the water and had some bad shots, made some doubles. And he said, may the peace be with you because I'm going to dominate. And that's what he did, and he's the Masters champion, so we'll dive into him. Ludwig is everything you want. I mean, the draft's right around the corner. You talk about a first-round number one overall pick who immediately pops. What a rocket ship. Some thoughts on Tiger Woods, because I saw a lot of people kind of talking shit, like, why is he doing this? He sucks. He shoots 42 on Saturday. Just go home. I actually think the opposite, especially with Charlie being front and center. What a great life lesson for a son. And then we will just hit on some other things golf-wise that stood out to me over the weekend. Bryson, he has been missed. Fern Lundquist heads off into retirement, a legend. And what just great week. Other than that, the plan will be we will have some football podcasts this week. So we'll be doing some draft talk. If you want to get in the We're going to start doing golf mailbags. I have an Instagram called @GoLowPod. If you just go @GoLowPod, fire in those DMs. You can ask anything, and I'll start integrating those in on the golf podcast. Obviously, we do it on the football. That is just my main Instagram. We do Middlecoff mailbag, but we're going to do a golf mailbag as well moving forward. So @GoLowPod is the Instagram, and I'll post, as the summer comes, golf content of me playing, screwing around, and just other crap here and there. If you listen on Colin's feed, make sure you subscribe to Three and Out. That's the Go Low podcast is on there as well. Draft's right around the corner, so first major's in the bag, and we got three more, so fun sports time. But first, I got to tell you about my close friends at Game Time. Grab your smartphone, grab your iPad, grab wherever you download your apps, and download my friends, my partners, and the official ticketing app of this podcast, little app called Game Time. And when you buy a pair of tickets to any event, the NBA playoffs kicking off, you live in Northern California, you want to watch Kings Warriors, you live in New York, you want to watch the Knicks, you live in wherever you live, you want to go to an NBA playoff game, you want to go to an NHL playoff game, you want to get out, you know, catch a little hardball, catch some sun, springtime as we go into summer, Game Time. Buy a pair of tickets, promo code GOLOW, G-O-L-O-W, GOLOW, save $20 at checkout. It's really easy to use. Get to any event, concerts, comedy shows as well. Download the Game Time app, promo code GOLOW. I think the thing, and I remember Colin used to say this forever, and it used to bother me because I remember listening to him when I was at Fresno State and I like rooted for the little guy. Not that we had a chance, but Boise State. It's like no one really wants that. They want the best of the best playing each other. And as I've done this and as I worked in pro sports, I kind of understand it. Now, from a rating standpoint, from a needle moving standpoint, it's always more important in terms of more people interested beside the Super Bowl where two peewee football teams could play each other and everyone would watch. That's just not true for other sports. It's why Tiger in the sport of golf changed everything for everyone. And golf has struggled post, you know, the dominance of Tiger, definitely to get the same amount of people paying attention, even though more people than ever actually play the game of golf. And the reason so many people historically have watched football, basketball, baseball, because even if you don't play in high school, at one point in time you played Little League or Pee Wee football or eighth grade basketball, and the more people that play something, the more inclined you are to just pay attention. This is the thing about the Patriots forever, is like everyone paid attention to him. Because like, can you beat Tom Brady? And most people could not. You see it now with Patrick Mahomes. And even they were underdogs in the AFC and Super Bowl. AFC Championship against the Ravens and the Super Bowl against the 49ers. But anytime you are just the heavy favorite and you show up, whether it's a team event, whether it's a tennis tournament all those years with Federer, Nadal, and all those type guys, Pete Sampras back in the day, it's like, bring it fucking on. Everyone's gunning for you. Everyone is looking at you. And Tiger personified this more than anyone, and he won more than anyone. You know? And when he showed up in a major, he was always the favorite, and he won 15 of them. And in his prime, was winning them all the time. So Scottie Scheffler coming in to the Masters, granted, he won this tournament 2 years ago. It's like, listen, I know he's the best player in the world. He's an incredible talent. He's an easy guy to root for. Nice guy. Everyone gets along with him. Very positive individual. It's like, is it really just going to be this easy? Is it really just, he's just going to show up? Wins Thursday and Friday were outrageous. I can't even imagine how difficult that course was. And it annihilated everybody. And you looked up and there he was. You're like, how is this guy not going to win the tournament? And even on Saturday, he doubles 10, and you're like, is he really about to just fall apart? 2 holes later, he eagles 13. And let's face it, the rest is kind of history. Today, he had a moment. You know, Max was hanging in there. Ludwig was right there. Morikawa had the lead for a split second. And then starting on hole 9, he birdies 6 of the next 8 holes. He is uncomfortable with, and I completely understand it, just like a lot of people in golf are, comparing him to Tiger Woods. We are never going to see another Tiger Woods. No matter how great Scottie Scheffler is, he's not winning 80-plus times in 15 majors. Could he win six or seven? You know, how many can he win? Now, the Grand Slam, I think, is going to be a little difficult for those of you that come to this podcast for football and just enjoy me, so you don't know that much about golf. That'd be winning every major. It's why we keep talking about the career Grand Slam. It's what Rory's been trying to do with the Masters, and it's clear he's not ever close. And I apologize for giving out that pick. I lost money, never betting on that individual to win this tournament ever again. Learned my lesson too many times. I'm out. But can this guy win? Can he have like a Phil Mickelson level career when it's like, God, Scottie Scheffler won 7-8 majors. Now, one stupid talking point this week, because I think a couple weeks ago or within the last month, his wife is pregnant. And currently she's, I think, around 8 months. I've never had a baby. Pretty sure it takes, give or take, 9 months. Now, obviously things can change. People come premature. Sometimes it lasts a little bit longer. But as he kept saying, like, guys, I said I would leave if she is going to have the baby. I've never had one. See the birth of my first child. But she's not even close. She hasn't shown any signs. So let's stop talking about this. And it's all been all over social media. He did not have to leave. Because again, she's not close to having a baby yet. Relative to the next couple weeks. Though, for the Grand Slam this year, I'd go, let's just say he has a baby in the next 2 weeks. Probably not a lot of sleep. Probably not a lot of practice. So I'm not off him for the PGA. But you could see how that could derail that event. And then you get back on for the U.S. Open and the Open Championship. I'm not even sure where that is. The U.S. Open this year is at Pinehurst. But I would say it feels like a disappointment right now. I'm giving him just a mulligan on the next major here in a month. Just because if we assume the baby's going to come, it's going to derail his life. Who knows? Maybe he shows up that week, limited sleep, not much practice, doesn't win it. It would be stunning the way the guy is playing if he then doesn't win one of the next two. I mean, the player of the year is a wrap. Like, it's over. We don't even need to talk about it anymore. He just won the Players' Championship and the Masters. I don't see how any other individual on the PGA Tour could overcome his credentials so far this year. We're not even to summer yet. Think about that. The amount of money he's making right now, stardom. Now, he's never going to be as famous as Tiger Woods or even Phil Mickelson. But I always push back when people say they used to play against plumbers and shitty players, maybe in like the 50s and the 60s. But I'm of the belief that Arnold Palmer or Jack Nicklaus or Lee Trevino would have been good in any era. Babe Ruth's one of those takes. I go, yeah, I don't know. Fat guy, I don't know if he'd be as good. I'd argue with Chris Russo on that. But once you get to like the 50s and the 60s, I do defend. Like, Mickey Mantle would have been good now. Bill Russell could have played now. Might have to learn a three-pointer, but I bet Bill Russell would have been pretty good. But right around that Tiger start in the late 90s, early 2000s, Phil, Ernie, it is way deeper now, and still there are high-end guys. It is very, very difficult to win on a weekly basis. And this guy, as the betting favorite, and clear, everyone's like, he's the best player. I don't even know what world golf rankings mean. They don't mean much anymore, right? Because of LIV, and it's impossible to quantify LIV. But clearly, they have elite players, right? Bryson is an elite player. He's won a major. He won the USAM. He's won a ton of times on the PGA Tour. Cam Smith won the Open. Elite player. DJ no longer cares, and we'll get into him in a minute. But won like 20-plus times, multiple majors. Like, they have elite talent. Koepka, we saw him win a major last year. It's hard to quantify it, so it's all out of whack. The world golf rankings, where you rank, mean nothing to me. And the best part about this, we don't have that in football. It doesn't exist. But we've been saying for 5 years, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback. And everyone just universally agrees. And I think that's where we're at with Scottie Scheffler. Yeah, he's number one in these stupid rankings that don't even mean anything anymore. But he is the best player. And the gap now is starting to widen, right? Rory technically is viewed as one of the best players. They aren't even in the same universe. Jon Rahm, who this week, every time they showed him, looked like me or you about to helicopter one of our clubs. He was pissed off all week. And one thing he mentioned over the last couple weeks is he wants LIV to go to 72 holes. Why? Because I think clearly he doesn't feel ready. iron sharpens iron. Bryson's kind of one of these unique guys, kind of a loner, weirdo, no one likes him, can just practice on his own and be fine. I wonder if it's really impacting John Rahm. Now, I don't blame any of those guys for taking the money. I truly don't. Capitalists would have taken the money as well. But there's no way for a guy like that, who liked the grind, to be a sharp. Where on the flip side, Scotty, just like John Rahm, a year ago, both two of the best players, two elite guys, just keep sharpening that iron. And you see a guy now who keeps getting better because he keeps getting to practice his craft, even though the fields aren't as good on a weekly basis because all those guys play for Greg Norman, who was roaming around the Masters. But he gets to really hone his skills, and he gets to stay dialed in. Then when he gets to Augusta and the conditions get outrageous, I mean, I'm sure we were all on text chains. Could we two-man scramble, break 100? How difficult? That course is all we ever want, for majors to be really hard. And Scotty now shows up when the majors are really hard and dominates. Boat races the field when it's all said and done. Because that's what he did. Colin Morikawa, multiple majors. Ludwig, shooting star. Homa, looked like a guy like, God, is he going to win the Masters? You look up, it ain't even close. And this is what Brady did forever. Everyone's coming for you. Every single person. Everyone is thinking about you. How do I beat this guy? And the answer is, you can't. You need him to screw up. Because your best and his best, he's beating you. Honestly, what we're starting to see, his like B-plus game is still beating the overwhelming majority of guys, and they would have to be perfect to beat him with his B-plus game. That's what greatness is. And that's what we're starting to see in Scottie Scheffler. He's got a long way to go. He's only 27 years old. But I think it's pretty clear he's got a chance to be one of the great American players of all time. Because anytime you get the ball rolling early, you can rack them up. Now, one thing in golf, things change, right? You get to a point in your career, something just gets weird and you start playing poorly. You see it with Justin Thomas right now. Jordan Spieth fell off a cliff. So you got to take advantage when you are playing well. It's why a lot of like multiple time majors, major winners, win them in the same like 2 year span, right? Now, great players can rack up like three or four majors over like a 3 or 4 year span. And to me, that's what Scottie Scheffler feels poised to do. Already giving him a little bit of, I'm not even going to count the PGA if he's not as sharp or doesn't win because of the baby that's coming and how that's going to just derail his just golfing life. But the US Open and the Open, I think it would be stunning. I mean, stunning for him not to win one of those two tournaments. So congrats to Scottie Scheffler. Already, I don't have the stat in front of me, but joins a special group of individuals that have won that tournament multiple times. We have a lot of one-off guys, right? Hell, we've seen a lot in my adult life. The Sergios, the Patrick Reeds, Trevor Immelman now takes over for Faldo, right? We've seen a lot of Danny Willett. We've seen a lot of those guys. How many guys can rattle off multiple? Like the guys, obviously, in my era, Tiger, Phil. I mean, that's Scotty. Like it's not a long list. So even Jordan, that came really close to winning it, couldn't get it done. And now it feels like he never will. So he enters a special class of American players. Man, that was dominance. I don't know what else to say beside, man, what a special player.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7, U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Speaking about, like, the draft's right around the corner. I'm a sucker for the draft. I love elite young talents coming out of college. And forever on the PGA Tour, it was a lot like Major League Baseball. Just because you were a great player, national champion, highest ranked amateur, it didn't matter. You still had to go to the quote-unquote minor leagues. When I was a kid, it was like the Nike Tour. It's now the Corn Ferry Tour. It's been named a million things. And Max Homa went there. Scottie Scheffler went there. They all go there. Well, because of LIV, the PGA Tour developed this thing called PGA Tour U that basically gave exemptions into their top college players. And if you are the number one college player, which would be the equivalent of being like the number one pick in the draft, you don't have to go to the Corn Ferry Tour. You go right to the big leagues. You go right to the PGA Tour. Remember when Kyler Murray, it was like, what should he do? Billy Beane took him 9th overall. It's like, well, he might be the number one pick in the NFL draft. He could have been the 18th pick in the NFL draft, and you go to the NFL. You know why? You go right to the show. I never have to ride a bus and play in nobody's watching, nobody knows where this is. Because minor league baseball is not triple A baseball. You start in rookie ball and single A, playing in front of nobody in games that no one cares about. And clearly, it's really hard. Just like golf's minor leagues. Corn Ferry Tour is very, very competitive. Ludwig didn't have to do that. But I'd also argue that Ludwig has been a pro for 10 months. I know some people, you know, with Adidas who have been on Ludwig for a while. They are as big of a believers in him as anybody. And they're like, Jesus, this was incredible. I was high on him this week. Had a top 20 bet on him. I thought he would be good. What he did these last couple days was absurd. He's not as good as Scottie Scheffler, right? Does not have, just hasn't gone through the wars. But to be that good, not in your first Masters, this was his first major. And like I said, I'll never forget in 2019, I went to the US Open when it was at Pebble Beach, just as a fan, drinking beers, hanging out. And I stood next to DJ. And I was like, this guy looks like Ben Roethlisberger. He's not as big as Ben Roethlisberger in terms of weight, but he's 6'5", 235, just thick. I was like, God, this guy looks like an athlete. Most of these guys, even it's much more athletic, you know, in professional golf than it was 30, 40 years ago. He didn't look like anyone else. Now, Ludwig's not as thick as him. He's also 15 plus years younger, but he looks much more just standing there and walking down the fairway like an NFL player. I remember going to the Pro-Am and seeing like Matt Ryan and guys like that, like kind of what he looks like. And listen, I'm a decent player, you know, can break 80, but I'm 5'9", 5'10". You know, when you are 6'3", 6'4", a little easier to play. You know, Tiger 6'1", Phil's 6'3 and a half. Like it's just, you can hit a little farther. Your swing looks a little smoother. So I don't know what else to say besides this guy's a rocket ship. I looked immediately at DraftKings. I was like, what are his odds for the next major? Because the PGA Championship's at Valhalla. I looked at like the 11th hole and it was 20-1. And when I just looked before I hopped on here, it was 18-1. I would imagine some sharp money came in on that guy because he feels, it's hard in golf, it would be stunning if he doesn't win a major relatively quickly. Now, I'd say this tournament, the Masters, does set up for a skill set. Hits the ball high, hits a draw. Putting has always been somewhat of a question mark, but I thought he putted pretty damn well. Couple iffy chips, but that'll happen. It's the Masters. It's not easy. But if you could play that well, playing in those groups today, I mean, second to last group, and he was fucking awesome. So I don't know what else to say besides, like, that's what a blue chip talent looks like. The way in the golf circles they talk about Ludwig is the way that everyone in Chicago hopes they're talking about Caleb in, like, November. Like, we told everybody he was a star, and then all of a sudden it's like he's a lock rookie of the year. That's all you hope with. And the thing in golf is you never knew. Max Homa won the national championship as an individual and as a team at Cal. Was a Pac-12 champion as well. Like, he won the Pac-12 championship. And then he wasn't that good on the PGA Tour for a long time and didn't really hit his stride till 30. And he's not alone. A lot of guys are like that. So not everyone's Scotty or Colin Morikawa. They get on the PGA Tour and they immediately have success. It's very difficult. To me, it always much closely parallels baseball than it does football or basketball. Usually, if you're the top pick, Zion Williamson, unless you're lazy or can't put down, you know, a cheeseburger, like, you're good. I watched Zion the other night playing the Kings or playing the Warriors. He looked pretty good. Pretty good to me. Looks like he's taking it a little more seriously. Elite talent. Anthony Davis. Guys that get drafted really high. In baseball all the time, you never see a top five pick. Ever. Flame out. Never even get to the big leagues. Ludwig showed up, immediately dominates. He's already won on the tour. He was right there with Scotty till he hit in the water. And today, like, all those guys kind of screwed up. All of them. Morikawa blew it on 9. Doubles. Tournament over. Ludwig hits it in the water on 11. Tournament over. Max Homa hits it in the bush. 12. Tournament over. And after those three things happened, the Masters was kind of a wrap. And back to Scotty, kind of because the guy with the lead, if it had been more of a random player, a guy we didn't believe, you're like, this guy's got to hold on for his ass. There wasn't a soul that pays attention to sports, let alone golf, that was like, oh, Scotty's going to win. And that's how fast it happens. Because the margin for error in these major tournaments, especially at Augusta, you can't make a mistake. I give Ludwig more of a pass than the other two guys, given that they've been through the ringer. He got aggressive, and it ultimately didn't cost him the tournament, but it would have been a lot more interesting if he just pars instead of doubles. But what a remarkable showing for a guy that has literally been a professional for 10 months. At this time last year, he was playing in college. I live right down the street from where they held the college national championships, Greyhawk. They played it in May. He was in it. So less than a year ago, he was playing right down the street from me in his Texas Tech uniform. That's crazy. That does not happen in golf. That's like Tiger Phil level, just quickly transition. We don't see that ever. So awesome to watch. The other thing I wrote down is it is just fun. And golf sickos, we root for really hard. And the players always push back. You know, when things get outrageous at a U.S. Open, it's too hard, or they've lost the course, or this isn't fair. Like, I honestly, we've seen enough birdies and eagles in our life. For one time or two times a year in a major championship, to just see carnage nonstop is very entertaining. Like, I love an eagle as much as anybody. They're really fun to watch, especially if you have money on a player. But there's nothing quite like watching a guy have to struggle for par, the best players in the lead. That leads to the ebb and flow of a leaderboard. And I thought Augusta, obviously it played, I haven't seen the stats yet, but it has to be one of the hardest, you know, in terms of the scores in a long, long time. There weren't even that many guys under par. Part of it was the first couple days were, you know, felt like 80 mile an hour winds on television. But the greens were rock hard. These guys, who, if you look at the leaderboard, it was just the best iron players. Morikawa, Homa, Ludwig, Fleetwood. I mean, and these guys were struggling. And I mean struggling to rattle off like 6-7 straight pars. That's fun to watch. Like, I never feel bad when these guys, in one of the most famous videos of all time, I think it was the U.S. Open, I forget the course, but Phil putted it by, and it was running downhill, and he just took his putter and hit it while it was moving because he was so mad. Like, I'm sorry, we kind of like that. We kind of enjoy that. I think it's fun viewing when it is chaos in terms of the difficulty, where it almost feels unfair. I'm cool with unfair. And listen, anyone that's listening to this that plays golf, it's really hard. So I understand at the highest levels, it's hard enough as it is. But I'd argue these guys are so good now, the equipment is so unfair that, yeah, sometimes if it's like, yeah, this is a pin that you literally can't get it within 20 feet, I'm cool with it. It's a putt that if it's downhill, it's going to be 30 feet by. Well, then don't hit it above the hole. Right? This is a fairway that I can't hold the fairway. Well, tough shit. And that's what I thought all weekend long. That's, at least from a viewer, from what I can remember, one of the more difficult Masters we've ever seen. I got to hit on Elder Tiger Woods because I saw a lot of people, and again, these are just, you know, internet trolls and not necessarily people that cover golf, but I think universally people are like, why is Tiger even doing this? What is the point of barely being able to break 80? And yesterday he did not. He shot 82. Today he shot 77. It was a struggle for him on the weekend. He finished dead last of every single person that made the cut. I actually think it's an inspiring performance. When you think about a guy like Dustin Johnson, who is easily one of the best players of his generation, had won over 20 times, won a tournament every year for like 10 straight years, multiple majors, probably should have had 4 or 5. He said on Full Swing, yeah, I'm kind of over it. I don't even practice that hard. Not verbatim, but he essentially said that. He shot 79-78 this year. Freddie Couples, who is 65 with a bad back, beat Dustin Johnson. I have no problem Dustin Johnson taking $150 million and not working that hard. We have the discussion on Fugazi Friday about work-life balance. Work-life balance is an individual, you know, mantra, thing that you care about. It's something that every single person is different, right? How you approach your life, what your priorities are like. I worry about myself, my family, you should too. I have no problem with anyone's like, I'm not that into this anymore. Totally understand. But Tiger Woods, let's use this as an example. Dustin got $150 million from Saudi Arabia. Tiger Woods was probably worth 5-6x that 15 years ago. He is insanely wealthy. Coward told a story the other day when we were doing our football show. I think it might have been last Saturday or two Saturdays ago that he had a financial guy tell him that he was putting like $15, $20 million in a year in the stock market 20 plus years ago. I mean, there's a chance Tiger has just a portfolio that's worth $700-800 million separate from other money. Tiger has been insanely wealthy for 20 plus years. And you have a guy with a fused back, a fused ankle, body parts that probably barely work, trying his ass off. And as someone whose dad taught me, like my dad's long gone now, two things that really stick out to me and I think about a lot, like two life lessons that he hammered home. Be early, and if you start something, don't quit it. Tiger Woods' son, I think, has been there the whole time, but he was all over TV these last couple days. Can you imagine the life lesson that he just taught him? I remember Tom Brady saying this a while back. Like, one thing that he worries about is, how do I teach my kids humility and to be kind of normal people with the life they lead? And it's difficult, right? It's easy to teach someone how hard work matters and to keep grinding when you don't have much. Like, we work for everything we have. When you have everything and you've never seen a commercial airline, you've never flown commercial your entire life, right? Everything in your life is free. You live in a palace. You have several homes. I can't relate to that. I bet most people listening cannot relate to that. It's very, very difficult to raise a child in that environment, to grow up with the same head on your shoulders. Obviously, Tiger made some mistakes, but just in terms of work ethic and drive and desire, think of what Charlie watching his dad, who can barely fucking walk, because a lot of people thought, like, is Tiger even going to play Sunday? I thought that. Like, just go home. I'm not going home. I'm not tapping out, because that's not what we do in this family. That's not what I do. That's not what I stand for. Yeah, some of those live guys tapped out. They're over it. I never did. I didn't show up. He's never going to win again. He's clearly never winning a major. He can't play four rounds of good golf. He can barely play two. But if you can't watch that and go, God, I hope I have that drive. I say it all the time. I have a lot of admiration for super, super rich people that still are very driven and work very hard. So I think about myself, like, if I had $100 million in the bank, would I podcast as much? Would I work as much? What would I do? I hope I would. Never know until you're put in that situation. Tiger Woods had $100 million when he was 23. And every story about the guy was like, he'd win a major next day. He was at the golf course at 7 a.m. working after he'd already worked out at 5 a.m. And I think that's the type of things that you instill and the things that I admire about athletes. The work ethic. And listen, we can make fun of Tiger's results all we want. Like, he's not any good anymore. He's old. He never plays. He can barely walk. But you can't diminish a guy at this point in time in his career that just refuses to tap out because he's too proud. He's got too much, I would say, competitive pride. Like, I don't want to say I was inspired by his weekend, but I really appreciated it. As someone whose dad's not around, what that would mean, just if you're Charlie watching your dad, like, yeah, I might suck now relative to these top guys, but we ain't fucking flying home early if I can still play. Some other things that I saw from the weekend that just stood out. One thing Liv really did to the PGA Tour, and we've talked about this over and over, it kind of gets exhausting, was take away the villains and guys that just people had like emotional reactions to. Like, God, I hate Patrick Reed. Bryson's a weirdo. Right? Koepka, he's an asshole. And the PGA Tour is just full of nice guys. And anytime you get these majors, they all get back together. And I was thinking about this. I think if you had a draft, if you were the PGA Tour of guys you could bring back, I think Rahm would be number one because he's their best player. I think Bryson might be number two. He's a content machine. He's always doing insane things. The other day, he picked up one of those stands that like tell you where to walk because it was in his way and held it and walked it down the fairway because he was trying to hit around it. He is just fun to watch because crazy things happen. And nobody swings like him. All of his clubs are the same length. He hits it when he hits a good 340, 50 yards. He's swinging out of his shoes. He's missed. Maybe he's a weirdo. Maybe not a lot of guys like him. And I get why he left. They offered him nine figures. But he's missed. And here's the thing about Bryson. Like, he's really good. And unlike Rahm, who I do think likes the competitive hamster wheel of professional golf, just keeps you in the loop, you keep playing, Bryson's kind of unique. Like, I do believe, clearly, he doesn't have that many friends on the PGA Tour. Many would say he doesn't have any. That he can just kind of grind on his own. And here's what I'll say about Bryson. I know he takes golf really seriously. And I know he tries really hard. So some of these live guys, like, I respect DJ's talent, but I have a hard time just respecting a guy that's like, yeah, I don't even care anymore. Even if he doesn't care, that's his prerogative. It's his life. Like, I know Bryson cares. Like, I know he cares. And as you watched him do all sorts of crazy things these last three or four days, he just missed as someone that we get to watch if you like watching professional golf. Because, like I said, and it's well documented, nobody's watching Liv. Greg Norman was walking around. Some just incredible pictures of the shark. Who, say what you ever want, say whatever you want about the shark, his clothes are sweet. I used to rock a lot of Greg Norman shirts. The hat always looks sharp. He's always in such great shape. He's in his late 60s. One story that went viral was like he had to pay for his own tickets. Now, he's never won Augusta. Obviously, if he had, he'd be playing in it. But you'd think, you know, they'd take care of him. They don't like him there. But he had 13 guys at Liv. Freddie Couples tweeted this out. It's like, bro, you're making this big public statement how you had to pay your way into Augusta. You have 13 guys playing in the tournament of the league that you run. None of them could get you tickets. Like, it was kind of a performance art for you making that a big deal. Like, if you needed to get tickets through somebody, you easily could have. You paid people, you didn't, but you facilitated it.
made a ton of guys hundreds of millions of dollars. So I just, the Greg Norman thing's kind of exhausting. Vern Lundquist, last Masters he'll ever call, he's going into retirement. Obviously, Vern was part, the Jack Nicklaus in 86 was a little before my time, but the Tiger Woods call of the chip-in against Chris DeMarco was, I mean, it's an all-timer. It's probably a top two or three Tiger moment, individual shot of his career. But when I think of Vern Lundquist, I think of a guy calling SEC football when the SEC went from being a local popular sport, it always thrived in the South, from being a national sport, from being something that if you liked football, like most of us NFL fans did, but we're probably more regional, like I followed the Pac-12, you're a Big Ten guy, you're an SEC guy, I had to watch the SEC. And it really started kind of with Urban Meyer at Florida and then through Nick Saban. I think he retired in 2016, but I think of the guy on the mic for the big SEC games that became like NFL light, became must watch, became beside Ohio State and Michigan, the highest rated games on television. And I would say the call and just the moment that I'll never forget for Vern is the kick six, Iron Bowl, Auburn, Alabama, Chris Davis takes it to the house. And obviously Colin Hole 16 for a long time. I think he got relegated to that in his older years. I'm pretty sure he called more of the Masters, like he was more of on more holes when I was much younger, but he's been on 16 forever. And I do wonder, you know, Al Michaels, Vern Lundquist, some of these, you know, even Nance, Marv Albert, some of these legendary guys, Brent Musburger, if they're going to exist, like, is there any of those guys that are my age? And I just don't know if there are. Now, maybe it's just nostalgic. Maybe it's just me being growing up and hearing those voices. So maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. I feel like my gut says I'd bet against it. There are going to be few and far between of just a group of six, seven guys that we all knew their names. We all knew their moments. And I just don't know if they exist anymore. And so hat tip to Vern Lundquist. Incredible career to do the Masters in SEC football. Obviously, he did NFL and other stuff. But when I think of Vern Lundquist, that's what I think. And very cool picture today on the internet of Tiger, who obviously played in the first group off today. Vern, you couldn't see him because he was behind a tree, went over and shook his hand. I mean, it felt like a solid, like, 6-7 second handshake. Tiger paying his respects. So I actually like this version of Tiger, who, even when he sucks for his standard, can just kind of enjoy the moment. I don't know. He played with the low AM, who asked his high school buddy to caddy for him. I mean, what a moment for those two guys to be able to play with Tiger. And Tyrrell Hatton, last but not least, every time you showed him, he was swearing. He was really mad. He's another guy that went to live. Like, I just miss. Golf purists hate him because he's always complaining. He's always pissed off at a shot. Like, that's what the game needs. You can't have everybody just smiling at everyone's friend. You need some wild cards. And Tyrrell Hatton, really good player, and a major, major wild card on the course. So I loved the Tyrrell Hatton coverage because he was just doing crazy things constantly. So awesome Masters. I was glued. I felt like I watched 85% of it. And congrats to Scottie Scheffler, who wins a second green jacket in 3 years. It's just, that's just an outstanding accomplishment. I mean, no matter what sport you follow or like.
The Volume.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash credit card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash. Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.